podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Here's my message to the Miami Heat organization that I have so much respect for. I have immense love for that organization, what they've done for us down here in South Florida, and Mickey and Pat and all that. And I know that this is against their DNA. It's time to tear it down and stop trying to put lipstick on a pig. You don't have the resources to trade for stars. Everyone can beat you out for every single offer, and they'll be able to do it again this offseason. So stop lying to yourselves. The only reason you even got Butler was Wade. So you got Hakez and Jovic and Bam. You got guys you can build on. You're going to have another first-round pick. You've done a really good job drafting. So try to hit again on this one. Develop the other guys over the next 2 years. Get rid of the Jimmy Butler salary. If some miracle you can dump him to somebody this offseason or next offseason, then so be it and do it. But do not give him an extension. And try to build up Tyler if you can and move him also. And get liquid. Have money so you can actually go after a real star. And then a couple of years from now, you've given yourself some space. And maybe now you'll have more picks that you can trade and those kind of things. But it's not in their DNA to do that because they refuse to go about doing things that way. They want to completely go out and win every year. But the problem is you cannot build a champion right now because you don't have the resources. And you don't have the players. As this show has been telling you for years, Bam is not a star. He's an awesome player. I love him. But he's a three. He's a four. He's not a one or a two. He's your best complementary player. Nothing wrong with that, dude. Chris Middleton, not a great player, great complementary player. Makes the all-star. Bam can make an all-star. Doesn't make him a franchise player. There's lots of players like that in the history of the NBA. Everybody needs them. They don't have to be the superstar. You can be Dennis Johnson and not be a superstar like Bird and McHale, but you're damn important, dude. Right? So it's possible. The hell was that? Oh, we got a weather update. Oh, so the weather moved up here is what you're saying? Because I was getting pounded down there down south. Yeah, and in West Kendall, it was pouring. Like, yeah, no, in West Kendall. Now, I don't know where, if it was moving north or what, or it was moving south or east, or I have zero clue. But wait a minute, but did you get a weather alert like for your neighborhood? Oh, well, wait a minute, you're Miami Gardens, so it could be moving up towards. Okay.
The dinger.
So that's what I would say to the Heat. Dude, I am more than satisfied with the Heat organization. I don't need them to go crazy every year to go after a title when you really aren't set for it. I have the patience to watch Hakez grow and Jovic grow and all that. And you're going to be an 8 seed anyway. So you're doing it with Butler because he doesn't give a shit. You know, it's the latest. I had so much fun with it last night and I retweeted it this morning. You can go to my... Now we got idiots. You know, fans are silly. There's a section of you people that are just, you're silly. Now you've got LeBron back in a Heat uniform with Butler and Bam and all. Yeah, a 40-year-old man is going to come here to carry Jimmy Butler the entire regular season because Jimmy Butler doesn't give a shit about the regular season. Do you realize that Jimmy Butler has sealed the deal on never bringing a star here ever again? Because now he proved to everybody 2 years in a row that he's not going to try in the regular season. So why would a superstar want to come here and kill themselves all regular season while the other guy is sniffing coffee beans and doing commercials. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's right. I know what that fan's going to say. No, oh, things are going to change. Riley's going to have a conversation with Butler, and he's going to get him to try in the regular season. Yeah, sure. Time to hit the reset button. There's nothing wrong with that Miami Heat organization at all. At all. The fan that wants to get pissed, they're not really your fan. Because you've given us all kinds of titles and winning and division titles and all kinds of trips to the playoffs and wins we never counted on. You're amazing. So you're more than entitled to hit the reset button. And we should be more than spoiled enough to say, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. We can be better down the line by doing it this way instead of desperately trying to put lipstick on a pig. And it never works out. That's what an intelligent fan would say. I mean, that's the way I would look at it. Because it's not intelligent thinking you can win anything significant with this bunch. That's not intelligent. That's not smart. Danny Granger, not smart. Bob, not smart. Whiteside, Johnson, and Johnson, not smart. Dwayne Dedman, not smart. Tyler Hero, big contract, not smart. Extending Jimmy Butler, incredibly stupid. Lots of stupid things have been done the last 10 years. It's time to do something sensible. Reset. So after tonight, when the season ends, time to reset. Okay? Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
What would you think that locker room would look like if LeBron James is playing games and Jimmy Butler is sitting out, and then when he's playing, he's cruising through? LeBron played 71 games this year.
LeBron plays, dude. He only misses because he's really injured.
Or he doesn't want to play in Miami.
Right, well, whatever, but really, yeah. I mean...
No, you're right. But how does that sit with LeBron? Think about it. If we bring in LeBron, it's not going to work.
No.
Regardless.
No one's working with Jimmy. That bullshit that they all... That certain media fed you. Oh, no, Jimmy can recruit a star. No, he can't. Wade can, even when he's not on the team. Oh, and here's the other thing. Can we stop already with the whole whale stuff? Riley can't get whales anymore, dude. Riley hasn't gotten a whale since Shaq. Shaq. That's nearly 20 years. The rest is a myth. Bosh, LeBron, and Butler came here because of Wade. So reset, dude. Let's stop being unrealistic. Unrealistic is thinking you can win anything significant with this bunch. You've already... Spo has painted enough Picassos with crayons. You effing gave Spo Crayolas. And he made you a Warhol. Okay? That's all you're giving Spo. Crayola. And he goes, here's Picasso. Here's more Crayola for you. No problem. Here's Da Vinci. How much more? How much more Play-Doh and Crayola do you want to give Spo? You know what I mean? So let's reset. Get your money back, get cap space back, and go find Spo like real stars. Because, you know, you keep asking him to make chicken salad out of chicken. Because he does the things that no coach in the NBA can do. He's the Shula of basketball.
That's it. He's the Shula of basketball. And thank the Lord for Spo, because then my old ass doesn't have to use Shula as an example all the time. Because since I grew up with the best ever, that won with Greasy, that won with Woodstock, and that won with Marino. I saw him win with all kinds of crap. I saw him win with Doug Peterson as 325. So thank God I now have like a modern day coach that is exactly like Spo. I mean, like Shula. Same thing. I can say Shula and Spo in the same sentence. I've never been able to say that because there's nobody that I would put next to Shula. But I would put Spo next to Shula. But enough Crayola. Enough Play-Doh. Let's start giving the man ceramic. Let's start giving him some marble. Maybe he, you know, the stuff he can create, it can actually last forever. That clay stuff ain't going to last forever. Crayola ain't going to last forever. So that's my message to the Heat. Time to rebuild.